Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. I'll wager you're going to like this episode, but first, we have this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we're back. And as promised, we do have a great show for you today. Our guest is Chris Kelly, President and COO of MGM Springfield. Happy to have you here on Business Talk, Chris.
Wonderful to be here with you, Joe. Thank you.
Well, 5 years. It's been 5 years since MGM Springfield opened downtown. And while people often say the years fly by, these past years have been a little more unusual than most. Looking back, what kind of a ride has it been for Massachusetts' first full resort casino?
Well, what a journey, right? And it's hard to believe that it's actually been 5 years, to your point. We went from the most extraordinary opening, I think, the city has seen in a generation, to closing less than 2 years later, and then battling through COVID restrictions that lasted until the first quarter of 2022. But look at us now. We're having entertainment at levels we haven't seen in the city of Springfield in decades. We just had our best three quarters all time, and we have tremendous momentum as we're looking ahead.
Definitely. You know, I think the ramp up to this, the opening, was several years of anticipation, and a lot was made of the expectations versus reality early on, especially when the early returns weren't necessarily in line with the loftiest estimates. But as you say, the last three quarters have been the strongest. So now that it seems to be on a steady and a much stronger trajectory, do you feel like the casino is where it needs to be 5 years in?
Well, I think the impact of the pandemic is something that never could have been anticipated before this property opened, and is something that is now a part of our fabric every day after that. You know, I look at where we were a few years ago with 94 active team members, no revenue coming in. We were closed for 4 months. We thought it would be a few weeks. And you fast forward to today, we have a workforce that's over 1,500 team members strong. We see the ability to engage with our community at levels that I don't know we ever could have anticipated the benefit of in such a meaningful way as we are seeing today. Thousands of volunteer hours a year. We've actually, in the first 6 months of this year, eclipsed our entire volunteer hour total for all of 2022, which had been our best year prior to that. And so, you know, when you think about the impact of that moment, that closure, and you look at where we are now, I think it's hard not to be optimistic at what we've accomplished, but also to recognize that we have a lot of distance yet to run.
You mentioned volunteerism. Are you talking about employees volunteering in the community?
I am.
I wasn't aware that that was a something you emphasize. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, corporate social responsibility and giving back to our communities, that's a core value of MGM Resorts. It's one of the things I love most about the company, and it's a huge part of what we do at MGM Springfield. That's a relationship that began years before we opened, but has only grown after having gone through some of what we've been through over the last 5 years. I think we recognize the importance of growing the community around us. It's where we live. It's where we work. The largest percentage of our workforce is from Springfield. So giving back is just a part of our day-to-day. It's something we value very much.
You know, speaking of the challenges of the last few years, I joke with people sometimes that I'm eventually going to start writing stories that don't involve references to the pandemic, but it's still so recent in our history. How challenging was that? I mean, not just the early shutdown, but kind of the ramping up from the peak of the pandemic, and I mean the impact on the business, on the workforce. I mean, what kind of challenge was that going through that period?
Well, I think we all lived it together. You know, we were all impacted by it. Our families, our friends, our neighbors, in every business, in every industry. But going through it here at MGM Springfield, it was the uncertainty of it that I think was the hardest piece. So, you know, we yeah. initially thought we would close for a short period of time. That went from weeks into months. We had never closed the doors on the facility, never anticipated we would need to do that, never had to move the money out of the building, you know, never had to look at how do you operate an empty building and keep it from, you know, all the challenges of a 14-acre campus like ours. So that it wasn't easy. We had to really reinvent our operating model, reinvent the way we do business. When we reopened, we had plexiglass everywhere. You know, we were closing at 9:30 with a regulatory curfew. So it was challenging. But I'm very proud of the way our team responded to that, and very grateful for the way our guests responded to that. You know, each step of the way, they came back to our property. The relationship that our guests had with our team members, I think, is extraordinary and one of the biggest drivers of our success here at the property.
Yeah, you mentioned before the a team of 1,500. Is it challenging to keep staffing levels where they need to be at a time when hiring and retention have just been tough nationally for everyone, especially in the hospitality world?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, nationally, this is an industry that has been materially affected by the pandemic, but not just hospitality. And then you magnify that in a state like Massachusetts, where we have two jobs for every unemployed person. And so finding individuals that we can bring into the team, though we are an extraordinary employer and we offer careers, not just jobs, it's difficult. So I think the fact that we've grown as much as we have, as quickly as we have, speaks to the value that we can offer here at MGM Springfield. We have very competitive wages, wonderful benefits. We offer free meals, tuition reimbursement, et cetera. But it is a challenge. And that's one of the biggest challenges we have worked through coming out of COVID and continues to be a challenge.
Is hiring an ongoing thing? I mean, are there always openings people can apply for?
There are. We have about a little over 200 job openings right now, and we've carried a few hundred job openings for several months now. And so that's materially larger than you would expect to see under what I'll call normal conditions or pre-COVID conditions. And a lot of those jobs in food and beverage, in hotel, et cetera, have been some of the most difficult to fill.
That's good for folks to know who might be looking for a job, that there are opportunities out there.
Absolutely. It's a great place to, you can start anywhere and do anything. I always bring that up in new hire orientation. None of us started in the roles that we're in. And so you can start in a frontline position and end up anywhere along the way in a company like this one and a property like this one.
Yeah. So let's talk about some recent positive developments. Let's talk about sports betting, which became legal in Massachusetts only recently. You guys actually built a dedicated lounge in expectation of that. So what kind of returns have you seen in the sports betting realm, and what's the expectation for the first NFL season with a local sports book?
Well, I love this aspect of the business. Just as a personal note, I'm a huge sports fan. I love the experience that sports betting brings to a community, to a property like ours. And to your earlier point, you know, we moved at risk to build out a sports lounge, millions of dollars worth of investment to create just one of the most amazing viewing experiences you have ever seen, a 45-foot viewing wall configurable literally thousands of different ways. But we were also competing against the state of Connecticut that had moved ahead of us. So to be at parity with them, first and foremost, I think is a wonderful thing for our guests, for the city and for the state. But what is really fun to watch, and you got to come out, Joe, is coming to the property on a big game day. You know, we had the Super Bowl here. We've had big events here. It just lights this place up in a way that you haven't seen before. And going into football, that tends to be the most popular season. We have events that might be a bit, you know, March Madness, Super Bowl, et cetera. But football tends to be the most popular season. So I can't wait to see the property on Sundays. Obviously, we got the Patriots opener coming up. I'll be cheering for them. And that's one of the most fun parts about it. It brings people together. It doesn't just benefit MGM Springfield. It benefits the restaurants around us, the bars around us, et cetera. It's a great thing and a fun experience.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with Chris Kelly, President and COO of MGM Springfield. Chris, a lot was made early on about MGM's impact on Springfield's downtown, not as the only element in what's been an ongoing revitalization, but a key piece. What's your take on how it's impacted the momentum downtown and drawn visitors in, not only through the casino, but through entertainment and music events as well?
Well, I think we're at a really exciting point in the city's trajectory right now. Obviously, COVID put the brakes on any significant development. But if we walk outside of MGM Springfield right now, this moment, you've got active construction in 31 Elm. That's a residential area right next to us. It's got a restaurant component as well, right on Court Square. We've contributed $16 million to that project. That's happening. We walk across the street to Mass Mutual Center. We have the privilege of managing that for the state of Massachusetts. We've got a, you know, state-of-the-art parking structure with an outdoor plaza area that's under construction right now. We have the city working with developers on the Clock Tower and Colonial Block parcels. They have a big announcement, as we know, coming up in early September. That's happening right now. And so those are just contiguous to the property we sit at today. And I think it's just a wonderful sign of not just the trend that we're seeing within the city, but the trajectory and where we're ultimately going to go. This is a catalyst for growth. This $1 billion is ultimately a driver of growth, not just here, but across the entire city.
Is the expectation or actually has the experience been that folks that come to the casino or come to see a show, you know, going to stick around, patronize the restaurants, kind of build that momentum in general downtown?
Yeah. And if you think about it, and I don't know if you've had a chance, Joe, to come down to any of the recent events, whether it's Bill Burr or Bruno Mars, or Kevin Hart, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, et cetera, or our Thunderbirds, which draw, you know, 5,500 guests a night. Sure. It's really fun to watch guests come into the city. They head to a lot of the local establishments around us. We do, too. We support them as much as our guests do. And we love it when, you know, all of the businesses around us are growing at the same time. But you do see a tremendous spin-off effect to these singular events. But what I would also say is equally important, it's introducing the city to a guest that may not have been here for a little while. And when they come down and maybe they haven't seen Springfield in a year, 2 years, or several years, and they have a positive experience here, they're more likely to come back, more likely to tell their friends, and that helps all of us.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it seems people are taking notice that the names are showing up, you know, for music and comedy are really significant national names. What have you heard about folks' response to that? And do you expect that, you know, that flow of big names will continue?
Well, it's fun and exciting. And, you know, I'm a fan, and we, you know, collectively across the property are fans of these performers as well. And keep in mind, MGM Resorts is an entertainment brand. You know, one of the things that we committed to in coming into Springfield is bringing entertainment back in a way that the city hadn't seen in decades. And so to be able to deliver on that promise, obviously, is very gratifying. But as a fan as well, you know, you feel the energy, you see the excitement. It's absolutely something we're looking to grow. And this year, I think, has been a great indication of things to come.
That's great. Chris, as a casino becomes a longer term part of the region's fabric, as we get beyond the first 5 years, how do you keep it relevant and exciting, especially considering that there is competition from across the state and from Connecticut as well? Is there always talk among leadership about what could be improved or added to the experience to keep things fresh and enhance the experience for guests?
There really is. And you make a very good point, because, you know, some of the unique elements of MGM Springfield, one of which is our competitive set. We compete against two of the largest properties on the planet in Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. And then we compete against Encore Boston Harbor, which draws from a metro population of 5 million. Springfield has 150,000 by comparison. And so continuous improvement is a part of our culture. It is absolutely a part of every conversation that we have as a leadership team specific to our property and across our entire company. But I would also say that guest experience, which is really the relationship that our team members build with our guests, is our most important differentiator. You know, we compete against properties that have more slot machines, more hotel rooms, more restaurants. So it's the relationship that you and I have together that ultimately builds that loyalty, that experience, and the reason that our guests have been coming back for 5 years.
Even the way folks gamble on the floor. I mean, I think you talked to our former editor, George O'Brien, about this recently, that using input from guests that you've actually changed the configuration of slot machines or the types of machines or the types of tables on the floor. Tell me about how the process of continually looking at that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. And as someone that's been in the industry for over 20 years, if you had told me 5 years ago that this was the direction things are going to go, I would have told you there's no way. But the feedback that we got from our guests coming out of COVID was that they really liked the distancing that we were able to create on our slot banks and our table games and our poker room. And so what we did was take that feedback and completely reinvent our gaming floor. And, you know, contrary to what you would think, we actually reduced our slot machines materially by nearly 1,000. We reduced our table games footprint and our poker room footprint by unit count, but have actually increased visitation, increased our gross gaming revenue along the way. And so guests really enjoy the visibility, the sight lines. They like the extra distancing that COVID created for them. And it's created a more compelling experience. We've taken that feedback and we've built into it.
It's really interesting. You know, in the same interview recently with George, you said, and I quote, "This is a property that has not seen its best day." Considering some of the things we've talked about, why are you confident that that's true?
Well, I think just the last two quarters or three quarters alone give us a sense for what the response to what we can offer at MGM Springfield can generate from our community, from the communities around us, and from the states around us. Think about it. We've been under COVID restriction for a few years, ending in the first quarter of 2022. We're 18 months out of that. In that 18 months time, we saw in 2022, our best year ever. We've seen in our last three quarters, our best three quarters ever. We've seen a response to the entertainment that we can offer that has just been unprecedented. And we see the relationship with our guests and our team members only growing. And so I have tremendous optimism as we look ahead. I believe strongly that we've not seen our best days yet, and we are committed to making sure that is true.
And with the expectation that that is true, and in closing, what does a busy and thriving MGM Springfield mean for the city and the region moving forward?
Well, we are an economic anchor for our city. We are a catalyst for growth. And Springfield, the city, is an economic anchor for the region and a catalyst for growth in the region. So our futures are inextricably tied. And the growth that we're seeing now around us obviously is the benefit of the larger community, but it's also to the benefit of MGM Springfield. So ultimately, this is a partnership. It's a partnership with one of the greatest hospitality companies on the planet. It's a partnership with an extraordinary city that has a tremendous amount to offer. And I'm very excited about watching that continue to grow. If you fast forward 5 years, just think about the projects that are ongoing now that will be completed, never mind the additional projects that are yet to come. So it's an exciting time to be in Springfield and looking forward to a bright future ahead.
I think the way you put it recently is that there's a lot of miles on the odometer, but it's in service of a journey that's far from over.
Yeah, we were talking earlier that 5 years is really a short period of time, but we've packed a lot into that Definitely. 5 years. But we've learned a lot along the way, and I think that's been to the benefit of the experience of the guests and ultimately to the benefit of our community. I think we're a stronger, closer community today than we were before COVID, and that's, you know, a small silver lining to a challenging period.
Definitely. That's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much, Chris, for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you for the time, Joe. I really appreciate it.
And congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you. Many more to come. Thank you, Joe.
Many more to come. And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.